The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Apparently, there's a pretty deadly virus that could affect your dog. And we're hearing more reports about this, and we're going to talk about it because a lot of us have our little doggies and our little kitties, and we love our little animals. So we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about how, you know, our children's mental disability rates are climbing. We have more and more kids with disability from a mental perspective, a medical disability that's mental in nature. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how we see a pretty alarming rate of people that actually regret divorce. So we have some tips on how to regret-proof your breakup. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I thought this story was interesting. Many of you heard, I believe this happened a few days ago, the report where an Italian man has been able to successfully sue his wife for uploading pictures of their honeymoon from 10 years ago to Facebook. Apparently, the couple are still together. All right? I didn't know you could sue your wife or sue your husband while you're married to them. I think this happened in Italy, is it? I'm not sure. I can't tell. It says an Italian man, so probably Italy. They say, apparently, in the pictures, they were hugging and kissing, and he sued because they breached his privacy. The wife's defense says Facebook wall is like a private photo album, yet the judge rejected that. The wife had said that the pictures were private because they were only shared with friends, but the judge rejected that request, given pictures on the internet can be shared and users' privacy cannot be guaranteed. She may have to now pay damages to her husband. Now, apparently the judge made the ruling on a basis from legislation back in the 40s, that a person's portrait cannot be displayed, reproduced, or sold without a person's consent. The wife's argument that the rules had changed as technology advanced was rejected, and the husband's ruling now could possibly change the way we do Facebook for a long, long time. Now, I was wondering when something like that would surface, because I can't stand it when people post pictures of me with them that are real, real bad pictures. Real, real bad pictures. And most pictures taken of me are bad anyway. So I know you guys could say, well, that could be any picture. Okay? Specify. But I was wondering when that would happen where, you know, somebody posting a picture of you. Now, again, I really don't know what the laws are in America for this. I have absolutely no idea. But, you know, look at what happens with paparazzi. You know, somebody is coming out of a beach and their bathing suit is falling and you can see part of their butt. And that gets blasted all over the place. Isn't it illegal to take a photograph of somebody and then plaster it all over the place? Apparently not. And then on top of that, here in America, you have a lot of people doctoring the photos. I remember there was a picture of a couple people on the beach, and it was circulating that one of them had a tampon string falling out of her bikini bottom. Now, that was doctored up. But look at what it could do to that person. Now, I'm sure there are lawsuits, etc. But, you know, Facebook has gotten to the point where it is probably one of the biggest sources of stress and anxiety for a lot of people because of things that are posted. Okay? I've been the victim of that too. You know, people will put that and say, oh, I slept with her, and they didn't, you know, and then I have to tell Facebook to take it down. Luckily, Facebook is really, really good at taking something down, usually within an hour. All right? And luckily, it hasn't happened that much to me. But, you know, these privacy issues, I don't think even know how to be addressed. I think we have just exploded technologically wise, that we don't even know how to deal with the privacy. You know, my husband will always say, whenever I take a picture, don't post that. And sometimes I listen to him, sometimes I don't. Because now I know that he could technically sue me, I probably will listen to him. But that's because, you know, I think he's being humble. I think he actually likes it, because I usually put pictures of him when he looks all sexy. You know, like there was a picture of him in a scuba gear, and, you know, I called him Sexy Fish. I was White Fish because I have no tan. He's Sexy Fish. And I think he liked it. You know, so I think he's lying when he says he really doesn't want me to post any of his pictures of him half naked or in a bathing suit on Facebook. I think he really, really genuinely likes that. But that's neither here nor there. I know more than a judge. He's my husband. Okay. I know what he's thinking. In fact, most of his thoughts I've implanted into him. But I suggest, and I mean, be ready. Okay, to Google yourself and Google your, but be prepared. I mean, it's going to depress you, but I suggest you constantly scan the internet for your people that are posting about you, people that are ridiculing your restaurant, people that could be spreading crap about you that isn't even true. Google yourself. A lot of you guys don't, because you don't think you would be on Google, but you would be surprised. All right? Check your kids out also. You know, you never know if somebody's talking about you. And luckily, the internet, with some of its searches, and I'm sure there's a better search. I mean, I'm not a computer whiz, so I have absolutely no idea, you know, how else you could find. But I was surprised at all the discussions on me. And this is before I went national. And I was like, wait a second here. Where did that picture come from? Somebody had the picture. They posted it. They tagged it. They knew me from the past. I didn't think it was a very flattering picture. And now you're trying to take it down. You can't. It's up there on the internet. So it's just one of those things where you need to look at. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Divorce. It's been on the rise. 1 in 2 marriages end up in divorce, but we now think it's higher. But what's very interesting is there was a study saying that many people that get a divorce actually regret the divorce. So we're going to talk about that. We'll also talk about what China's doing to decrease divorce. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alright, we're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I had a patient the other day. She had gone through a breakup. It had been a boyfriend of hers for a while. They moved in together, and they broke up. And she was really broken up about it because she had to move. It was his place. And she goes, but you know what? I think it's going to be okay because we're going to spend some time apart, and then hopefully we'll get back together again. Now, I hear that a lot. I went through the same thing. You know, get broken up, there's a breakup, and then I'm wishing and I'm thinking, okay, you know, this is only temporary. He's going to see the error of his ways, and he's going to take me back. And I felt bad for her because she was really, really shaken up and really, really broken up about it. And one of the first things you do when you go through a breakup, just like with any grieving process, is you go through denial. Okay, you're like, no, 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 this really isn't happening. It's not a real breakup. Okay, we're just spending some time apart, and we're going to get back together. Now, in some cases, that's really true. All right, sometimes I'll recommend that for some couples before you even think about divorce. All right, try a separation. Okay, but a small separation, something very temporary, not like going and getting a lease on another apartment nearby. Unfortunately, that could cement it. But one of you go to a hotel, right, for a week. Okay, and not a fun hotel. Not a hotel where you're getting Ritz-Carlton, you know, five-star service, so you're liking it. All right? You know, go to a hotel nearby, try the separation, and see how you guys do. See if you start missing home. See if you start missing each other, okay, before you make a decision of a divorce. Well, unfortunately, with a lot of breakups, you know, the idea of, you know what, we are going to get back together, you know, it's going to happen, that's very, very tragic if the other side isn't thinking that. So you have one side pining over the other, going, it's going to happen, not letting go, when the other side isn't. And it's very hard to get couples into couple therapy when they're not married. It's hard to do it alone when they're married. But when people are just breaking up, that's really, really difficult. I mean, if I could get the boyfriend that broke up with her into the room and get an idea or speak to him alone, he's like, no, 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 I'm done. I'm really, really done. This is something I've been trying to do for a while. I couldn't. I think I was able to finally do it. I'm done. Then I could understand that I could maybe guide her in one direction. If it's, oh, I don't know what to do, so we did this, and oh, I missed her, okay, well, then there could be hope. But unfortunately, you never get to get the boyfriend or the girlfriend of the other side in the room to figure out what's going on. And so, you know, I told her just to be prepared for the possibilities. Maybe you guys will get together. Maybe the trial of separation is what you need, but there could be always that chance that it's not. Maybe this is happening for a reason. Maybe you two think you're supposed to be together, but you're meant to be with somebody else. And the only way you could be with that other person, that person that's out there waiting for you, is to be single now. You know, maybe there's a reason for all this. All right? But it's so much easier for the person who still loved the relationship to just want to go back to that relationship. All right? Well, it's interesting because we are seeing at least half of people who get divorced regretting that the divorce happened. Now, this is interesting in that, you know, could these marriages have been saved? A divorce is a very costly, very traumatic process, and we aren't even talking about the kids. We're just talking about, you know, mom and dad. Imagine what it, you know, happens, see what happens to the kids. The problem is for both people to feel the same way at any one time could be nearly impossible when you're going through a divorce. So, it's interesting. In China, all right, they make sure you have a waiting period. This is interesting. They say since March 2012, the Civil Affairs Bureau in Chang'an District of Xi'an City, and I apologize if I'm mispronouncing, it has about 1 million residents, has limited the number of divorce filings to no more than 15 a day. And the reason why is they make you come back the next day. All right? If people can't get the divorce and they have to put it off, some of them make up and they decide that's not what they want to do. All right? They said it's aimed at saving families from impulsive divorces. Some couples, even after getting a slot, eventually decided not to file for divorce after having some time to calm down and think it through. All right? So the apparently they say if you don't get the slot, you arrive too late, you're told to just come back another day. You know, with this 15 slots a day rule, so there's only 15 openings to get a divorce, okay, makes people, unfortunately, have to kind of plan and, you know, jumpstart for those that want to get in early, but it apparently saves a lot of divorce because people are like, you know what, I want to do this, we're doing this now, let's go now. They can't, and then they have to put it off, and then they have time to think about it. So what I always recommend is to think about it. There was a very interesting article here that kind of delineates what we're talking about. It's from Bustle.com, but it's really cute. It's a good article that says there are four ways to regret proof your split. All right. And one such way is they say you need to have time. Don't act impulsively. I can't tell you how many times my husband and I got mad at each other and we're like, this is it. I'm done. I'm going back to, I don't know, Brumilda. I tell him I'm going back to Dirk. I am leaving you. See ya. And we get back to, we're fine. You know, I mean, and luckily, you know, for us, the idea of getting a divorce is such a big pain in the butt that hopefully my husband will never leave me, okay? And I'll never leave him. Okay, I don't have time for any more drama, all right? You know, we'll make it work. And we have, thank God, we've been together 17 and a half years. Has it been easy? No. All right, have we ever threatened to leave each other? Oh, yeah. All right, the problem is I really can't use that as a weapon. Because, you know, when you guys start to throw, you know, your little missiles at each other, right? And you know, you're like, well, you know what? Well, then I'll leave you. If I ever say that to him, I know what he's going to say. He'll be like, see ya. You know, don't let the door hit you on the way out. So I can't use that. I can't drop the bomb with that one. You know, I have to come up with something else. You know, make fun of his mother or something like that to really get his goat. Other than that, no, I can't. Okay, and fights get bad. You have to look back and you have to see how you guys fought. Okay, and how ridiculous it was. It's a shame nobody videotapes. Everybody videotapes themselves having sex. You should really videotape yourselves during a fight. And you see how stupid you look when you fight. Okay? You know, like he'll try to out-talk me, and then I'll try to out-talk him, and then finally all you hear is, ba, 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 ba. Sometimes I'll do that because I can't get him to stop talking. So if I say la, 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 then maybe he'll stop talking, and then I get to go and throw in my little dart, and then I get to nail him. So, you know, okay, so, but if somebody's watching this, I remember once cutting my kid's giggle, because we must have looked so stupid fighting. I'm like, wait a second, okay, now we're looking like complete idiots, okay? Ba, 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 ba. So anyway, don't act impulsively. You want to make sure you give it some time. Next, take a look at the perspective. Now, I'm actually pretty good at going, okay, do you remember what we started fighting about? You know, because, you know, 10 minutes into it, we're already insulting each other's mothers, making fun of each other's pinky toes and nose hair, and it's gone really, really bad, okay? Let's go back. The reason why we started this fight is I thought practice was Friday, and I missed taking him to practice. Are we going to actually get a divorce over my forgetting to take the kid to practice? You see what I mean? And then you're like, no, we're not going to get a divorce over that. You know, you just need to do this better. Oh, no, I don't. Oh, yeah, you do. Oh, hell no. And then we start fighting again. But you know, sometimes, what exactly are you guys even fighting about? Okay? You know, what is it? Now, mind you, in a fight, this is where you bring up everything. Okay? Especially us women, we're really good at that. We remember everything in a relationship. I will remember ex-girlfriends, and I will bring them up in the middle of a fight because somehow I have the gift of making it pertinent to the subject at hand. I know how to transition from something like you stepped on my foot to you cheating on a biology paper in the fifth grade. I mean, I am able to do that. You know, three steps to Kevin Bacon, I could do it in two. I'm that good. But unfortunately, it just exaggerates the fight, and you don't know what the heck you're doing. All right? And then sometimes write down what it is. Okay? Write down why you're breaking up. Well, I'm breaking up with him or her because she's just plain stupid. Okay, you need a better reason than that. Because she wears a muumuu. You got to come up with a better reason for that before we go through a costly divorce. All right, well, I guess I don't want to divorce you. Uh-huh, that's what I thought. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speaks
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This was a headline that surprised me and it caught my eye and it concerned me. Pope Francis says, quote unquote, he only has 2 to 3 years left to live. And he hints at having nerve problems. He's 77 years old right now, and people are now trying to surmise if is he going to retire? What's going on? Now, Pope Francis has definitely been a Huge burst of energy. I mean, for the Catholic Church. I mean, he has been. I mean, he's made people giggle and smile. He's been. Such an icon in the very short time that he served, that it's kind of concerning to hear him talk about just a couple more years. Okay. They said that he's 77 right now, and this nerve issue, I don't believe has been diagnosed. And I know some people are thinking, was it Parkinson's? Is it? Oh, we don't know. All right. I don't think we do know. And of course, you know, when you're 77, there's a lot of medical conditions that unfortunately could hit. You know, dementia, et cetera. If you look at him, he doesn't look 77. But remember what we talked about earlier, okay? A lot of us are younger these days, all right? 65 is the cusp of middle age. So somebody in their 70s, all right, is going to be very, very vibrant, vibrant, energetic, as you could see. As we get more information on this, we'll share. Again, this was something in quotes. It was a headline I caught on Mail Online, and we don't have any other information. But I hope that's not the case, and I'm kind of surprised. I'm kind of surprised. You know, a lot of people in religion, they'll actually discuss how we never know. You know, all of us could only have a couple years. Some of us may only have a few months. Some of us could have decades. So it's, you know, unless, you know, you hear from a medical doctor or medical professional, all right, you have a condition and this is going to be pretty debilitating. So we'll keep you posted. But, Pope Francis, that's very interesting. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sad. I hope it doesn't happen. All right. Rates of developmental and mental disabilities now are on the rise, jumping 21% among U.S. children. They said parent-reported disabilities have risen 16% from almost 5 million to now 6 million between 2001 and 2011, according to Dr. Amy Hutro, Associate Professor of Physical Medicine and Rehab and Pediatrics at the University of Pittsburgh. Now, they say children from poor families are more likely to have a disability, including speech problems, attention deficit hyperactivity, etc. And they say, but the surge in neurodevelopmental and mental issues has been notable among wealthier families as well. Now, the study didn't look at why. It just said it looks like we have more and more children. Now, what could be going on? Well, one is, okay, sometimes with wealth you have more of an ability to diagnose, okay? You know, now, you know, there's an issue in school. Rather than the kids kind of dealing with it themselves on the schoolyard, in some of these more, let's say, private schools, the kid will be removed. Parent has to take the kid to a doctor, etc. So that could be it. Number two is maybe we are seeing more issues on the rise because kids are being born to older parents. The older you are, the more of a chance the patient could have either autism or Asperger's or some other disorder as age of mom, age of dad rises. So that could be an issue. All right. We could also be seeing more medication use by parents while they are pregnant. Okay, like SSRIs, sleeping medications, etc. A lot of parents didn't have the medications that we do now, like they do back then. And unfortunately, some of these medications we think are safe may not be. But wow, they're also finding other medical issues like asthma on the rise, epilepsy, seizures, etc. So this is kind of concerning. Now, you know, if we already have kids, let's say being labeled with a quote-unquote disability, a learning disability, what happens to them as they age and become adults? All right, you know, I'm still of the thought process that many kids are overdiagnosed, all right, especially with learning disorders, because I think certain people learn in certain ways. I never learned math the way my brother and sister did. Okay, I learned math by repetition, by kind of, I wasn't in Catholic school, but, you know, that kind of style of drills, 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 repeat, drills, 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 repeat. That's for me. My brother, no. My brother was much smarter than I. He needed more lateral stimulation, more lateral thinking. Same thing with my sister. They could read a book, and understand exactly what it said, yet I was like, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I'm not getting what Shakespeare's saying. I don't get it. Uh-oh, I don't get it. Somebody help me. Just tell me. I'll just memorize it. I could memorize like crazy. You know, memorizing is easy for me. But no, not, you know, the learning the way they did. And which is why I still say out of all the siblings, I am the least intelligent of my siblings. It doesn't matter what I got on my SAT, National Honor Society, grades in medical school. No, they had a lateral thinking. They could see things that I couldn't. I've had to develop that over the years because I had to learn in life later that memorizing wasn't cutting it. I had to figure out how to be practical and apply what I learned. I couldn't do that as a kid. So, yeah, maybe I was very successful. Maybe I was at the top of my class in many of the grades I was in. No, that's not what I needed for real life. For real life, I needed what my sister and brother had, and a lot of kids do. So I learned very early on that some kids learn one way, some kids learn another. And if somebody is diagnosed with a quote-unquote learning disorder, all right, is it a learning disorder or could it be a teaching disorder? Now, some of these kids, absolutely. They just can't read. They just don't have the ability to process. They don't have the ability to compute. Okay, I get that. And they may need help. Okay, but they could do other things. I mean, this is why we need to study autism to a much better degree than we are. Some of these autistic children, you ask any parent, these kids could do something that they didn't think was humanly possible. They have these talents that, they may be having trouble becoming potty trained. They may be having trouble with a lot of social issues. They may be having trouble with interactions and trouble in school, yet they have these talents where you're like, whoa. And we just don't know how to teach an autistic child. We're learning, and we're getting better. But we need somebody to really understand the minds. You need to identify what type of thinker you have. It's very interesting. When I was growing up, they had something called gifted, okay? And gifted, you would be pulled out of your class. And you would go into the gifted program. And the gifted program would give you these problems to do. I hated gifted. I hated it. I wanted to be in the regular class doing the drills and doing the note cards and doing the worksheets. You'd go to gifted and then make you do these questions that were kind of all abstract. I hated it. I couldn't stand it. Get me back to the regular classroom. But for some people, they really dug that kind of stuff. And I don't see them doing that. Well, you can't pull people out and say gifted because it's, you know, it's alienating other people. Well, don't call it gifted. That was stupid. Okay? Have group 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. No stratification of the groups. And identify the type of learning. If you don't have enough staff, then you could combine 2nd, 3rd, and 4th graders together in those learning groups. But let's figure out what drives these kids. Is it hands-on? Is it being outside? Do these kids need maybe 10 minutes of sunlight, all right, to start their creative juices? Do you have a creative thinker? Do you have an analytical thinker? Do you have an applied thinker? Do you have a concrete thinker? We don't do that. We don't have the time. We don't have the money. So instead, we slap on learning disorders. What's going on here? 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC, 1-877-DOC, DAI. All right, our little babies or our kids, but also our babies or our little puppies and our kitty cats, but our puppies are nicer to us than the kitty cats. And dog owners are being warned of a potentially deadly virus that in one city has already taken or affected 16 dogs in Lowell, Massachusetts. And the virus, already very well known as the parvovirus. The parvovirus, I think it was identified back in the 70s. It's a virus that is spread through feces. And you know how dogs like to sniff and eat poop, and it attacks a dog's gastrointestinal tract. Unfortunately, if it is untreated, it could be deadly. Animal experts are urging people get their dogs vaccinated for parvovirus. Now, the virus is shed in the stool of dogs that are infected. So when you walk your dog, the dog goes around, you know, whatever, and starts sniffing poo-poo, etc., the dog can step on it, touch it, get it into their nose, get it into their mouth, etc. And it can affect any sort of dog, any whether they're puppies, whether they're older, etc. They say Doberman Pinschers, according to WebMD and Rottweilers, appear to acquire the infection more readily and experience more severe symptoms. They think these breeds may have a lower resistance to it. They don't know why. Now, the incubation period of parvovirus lasts about 4 to 5 days. Sometimes the dog will start to look kind of depressed, and dogs can, you know, dogs show their feelings, so you could see that, because they're not feeling good. They could have a high fever. Sometimes they don't have a fever. They could have vomiting, diarrhea, etc. When a dog has abdominal pain, a lot of times what they do is they kind of tuck up. They don't eat. They lie there. They, you know, you could tell if they have abdominal pain pretty easily. You could just very softly touch their stomach and see that they wince. Be very, very careful, because if you touch a sick dog, they can unfortunately try to bite you. You may see mucus. You may see blood in the diarrhea. Anytime you see this, you have to get them to the vet. It used to also affect the heart. Luckily, vaccination has helped. All right. But anytime you suspect it, you need to get them in to the vet. All right. Usually what they do is they immediately hydrate, try to get the electrolytes and the salts back, because just water doesn't do it. And then they'll do medications to help control the vomiting and the diarrhea, etc. Very rarely we've even seen blood transfusions. I mean, it could get pretty, pretty bad. We'll also do, interesting, sometimes they'll even do antibiotics, even though it's a virus. Sometimes there could be some other bacterial complications, so they may give an antibiotic in case there's a secondary type of infection that happens. So, very, very hard to, you know, bleach this out of the house, but you need to do your best. They say the bleach must be left on a contaminated surface for 20 minutes before being rinsed. And they said the most effective disinfectant is household bleach at a 1:32 dilution. Be very, very careful. Now, remember, kids could get parvovirus, and they could spread it back and forth between them and the dogs. So it's not something to take lightly. They could start vaccinating puppies at about 8 weeks of age, and usually it prevents most of these cases. Before that, usually if the puppies got to wean from mommy, mommy gave them maternal antibodies. But by about 8 weeks, they start to get more susceptible, because now they kind of need their own antibodies. So, you know, these are our puppies, and, you know, it's a pretty serious virus, and make sure while you're taking care of yourself, you make sure to take your kids, little doggies to the vet as well. Interesting. All right. Apparently colleagues, for those of you who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, are kind of giving some evil stares to some of these women doing flex time at work. All right, or wanting flex time. So something that's been new and pretty cool, by the way, are women or men being able to work flexible schedules depending on their children, okay, or some of their other issues. And so whether they get to work at home to save money on childcare, whether they get to leave early to pick up the kids, etc., these flex times have made working for an employer better, easier for the employee. Employers may see better productivity, etc. So it started to become more in vogue. However, some of these employees that don't have it start to give the evil eyes. And they're finding that the co-workers may not be so happy. All right? What does that mean? What does that do? Well, it's interesting. Anytime somebody benefits, and they benefit at what appears to be the expense of others, we start to get factioning. This is something we're starting to see with Obamacare, and we're starting to see with all the entitlements that the government is spending on. We're having all of our taxes go up for those of us that don't benefit from the benefits, and we see more and more people benefit, who we think, this is very subjective, may or may not deserve it, you start to, get the disgruntledness. Well, that is happening in the workplace. And we're seeing a lot of people that have that flex time starting to feel that way. Now, I mean, if I was doing the flex time, I'd be like, okay, well, no big thing, I'm going to move on. You know, this is what I have to do. You know, I got to take care of my family. I got to take care of the job. I can do it, etc. But what about the workers that don't get flex time? What about the workers that go, well, I want that too? All right, what does an employer do? How do employers get to pick and choose who gets the flex time? That would be great if you could do the whole thing. You know, you should be fair, do it for the whole office. If, you know, everybody wants to go home, et cetera, everybody wants to work from home. The problem is you need somebody manning the phones. You need somebody dealing with the mail, dealing with the paperwork. And I'm wondering if we're going to slowly start to see, as always happens, the evolution of suits and work issues, etc. We start to see discrimination suits. One, people feeling discriminated they don't get the flex time. Two, people feeling discriminated that, you see where this is going. So, every time we make some movement or some advance to try to repair relations between, employers and employees and coworkers, et cetera, something just seems to happen. And, unfortunately, coworkers think somebody's taking advantage. Other people just think it's not fair. And it's going to be interesting. You know, unfortunately, I have a medical office, so it's very hard to have somebody work from home. I feel very fortunate then that I don't have to deal with being fair in terms of that. Okay, because we really don't have any jobs with the exception of billing to be done from home. The problem is we have to bring billing back in-house because one of the billers that we hired out, she said she used the same computer as her son. And she couldn't log on because the son was playing video games and crashed the system. And we're like, oh, hell no, that's not happening. You know, so we were like, no, that's got to come back in-house. So, working with people that work from home, accountants work from home, lawyers work from home, that's nothing new. But, does it increase productivity? Many employers say it does. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was an interesting study. They said you could look at your child's drawings and you could tell and get kind of an idea of how intelligent they are. They say children who could accurately depict the human form at the age of 4 when they drove a human are more likely to be brighter in their teenage years. Who needs IQ tests? Apparently, psychologists at King's College London looked at pictures drawn by 15,000 4-year-olds. Those who drew with the most skill were likely to do better in intelligence tests a decade later. This is kind of easy to do. You basically, if these kids go to the same school, pull out their preschool pictures. And the kids that just scribbled at age 4 probably had an issue, whereas a kid who actually had the hands and the body and eyes and hair seemed to do well. Stick figures. I think there was a study looking at what a child should actually be able to do in terms of drawing. But by age 4, they should really understand body parts. Kind of interesting. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you 2 new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these 2 remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.